friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we were trying to determine what the status of someone who is shtuye yayin, he's intoxicated, is he chayev misa only for an avodah tama, and that's Mefurish in Rashi in Zvachim Daf Yud Gimel, or for all avodos, as Tosis says. And if you learn the Gemara like Rashi on Daf Yud Ches, so it's the Gemara holds that it's not a question that shtu yayin are only chayav and misa for avodah tamas, for concluding avodas, which are zrika and nisuch hamayim v'hayayin naktara. But the Gemara doesn't have to be learned that way, and that's what we were exploring in the previous shir. So now we're going to continue with the Mahalich of Hagoyin Hagadol Rebbe Povarsky Shlita. The Rambam writes in the first parak of Bias Mikdash, in the first halacha, Kol koyin hakosher la'avoida im shosa yayin osir lo likones min hamizbeach v'lifnim. Any koyin who's kosher la'avoida, if he drinks wine, he's not allowed to go from the mizbeach and inwards. V'im nichnas v'avod avodasu psula. And if he goes in and serves, then his avoda is disqualified. V'chayev misa bidei shamayim. And he's obligated in the death penalty from above. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, v'losa musu. So, just going in, if somebody is kosher la'avoda, and he's shoyse yayin, so it's usher for him even to go in. And if he does the avoda, goes in and does the avoda is pasul, and he is chayiv misa bidei shamayim. In halacha ches, the Rambam writes, Kohen shegadol sa'aro usher lo likones min hamizbeach v'lifnim. A kohen who grew his hair long, to get a haircut every 30 days, is not allowed to go min hamizbeach v'lifnim. V'im nichnas v'ovad chayiv misa bidei shamayim k'shikur she'ovad. And if he does, he goes in, he does the avoda with the megudel sa'ar when his hair is grown, so he's chayiv misa bidei shamayim, like a shikur, like a drunk and intoxicated person who did the avoda. Alcha tesvov, the Rambam writes, Yiroi Elisha kol koyin hakosher la'avodim nichnas min hamizbeach v'lifnim v'hu shtuye yayin, etc. Alfa pi sheloy oved avoda hareze loke hoel v'hu roi la'avoda v'nichnas b'shas ha'avoda menuvol kocha v'reihu muzher sheloy yikones. It would appear to me that any coin is kosher la'avoda if he enters to the mizbeach v'lifnim and he's intoxicated. Even if he didn't do avoda, he gets malchus, since he's roi la'avoda. And he comes in b'shas avoda, in this state of nivul, and he has been warned not to go in. So he gets malchus. And the Raiva there is masig on the Rambam, and he says, Ein chiyuv min ha-Torah elok shu korev la-mizbeach, as some understand la-avoda. The chiyuv min ha-Torah is only when he approaches the mizbeach. But just to go in, l'fnim min ha-mizbeach, is only milas de-rabbonon. And therefore there is going to be no malchus min ha-Torah. In the Kesef Mishnah, he brings from the Ramban in his Hasagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos, who also writes that the reason of the Rambam is from the fact that it says in Taras Koyhanim, Minayin she'en chayiv ela b'shas avoida, Talmud loymar. It says, how do we know it's only chayiv b'shas avoida? It says the pasuk, the Medrash brings a pasuk. So the Rambam learns that b'shas avoida means when? B'shas avoida k'sheira. B'shas avoida means when the avoda is kosher, at the time when the avoda is kosher. And we're learning here that he's chayev malchus. That's what it means. She'eno chayev, he's chayev malchus. That's the Rambam's pshat. The Ramban thinks ich mit dem Rambam. The Ramban argues with the Rambam, and he explains that what this means is, what does it mean b'shas avoda? B'shas avoda when he's actually doing the avoda, not b'shas avoda at the time of the avoda. When he's actually doing the avoda, but li'ikones bilvad below avoda, ain't no aser min ha-Torah. But just to go in is not aser min ha-Torah, it's only a din de-rabbonon, v'hu k'divrei ha-raivid, and that's as the Raivid learned ayin sham in the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'tchila Silchos B'yas Mikdash writes, Aleph, Shelo yikones kohen shikor la mikdosh. Beis. Shelo yikones bo kohen perua rosh. Zum ersten. I was a little boy. I used to go to a certain hotel and in Miami Beach, and they would auction off the aliyahs. Zum ersten mal, zum zweiten mal, zum dritten mal. Ah, sold to Mr. Goldberg. He's going to get the third aliyah for $80. Wow. Lucky Mr. Goldberg. In any event, that's why I learned zum ersten, zum zweiten. So zum ersten, the Rambam writes, the first thing is, sorry for that little digression, shelo yikones kohen shikor la mikdosh, that a kohen can't come to the Beis HaMikdash when he is intoxicated. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam writes, Beis, shelo yikones bo kohen perua rosh, that a kohen should not come in where his hair is grown too long. Ulahalon sham kosav, shelo yishamesh tomei, v'shelo yavod zor, that a tomei shouldn't be mishamesh in the mikdash, and a zor shouldn't serve in the mikdash. So we have to understand, gam legabe shtuye yayin upure rosh, there's an iser miyuchad lavod avoda. And even the Das HaRambam, he's only chayav misa when he does the avoda. So why did the Rambam say that by a shikur, the iser is shelo yikones? By a coin, pura rosh, shelo yikones. And when it comes to a zor, or to a tome, he says she shouldn't serve. What do you mean? Even by a shikur, there's a special iser of serving. Even by a perua rosh, there's a special iser of serving. So why does the Rambam only write the iser of knisa? So it would appear as follows. Says Hagoyin Rebbero, that according to the Rambam, there is a distinction between the chiyuv misa of a zar and a tomei v'chadoyme from the chiyuv misa of shtuye yayin upure rosh. Be'ikr dinam v'shem yisurim, as they say in Brisk, shnei dinim hachalukim b'yisoid gidram. You have in one hand the zar and the tomei, and then you have their chiyuv misa, and then you have the chiyuv misa of the shtuye yayin upure rosh. There, the shame iser and chiyuv of the avoidas zar and the shame iser, the hachiyuv. Is the avoda of the zar and the tamei, masha'en ken b'shtuye yayin u'perue rosh b'chein karua begodim, like we see in the Rambam. There it's a different shame iser. There the shame iser is haknisa la mikdash u'kilashon Rambam shelo yikones koyin shikor la mikdash. And just we learn b'tayras koyhanim from the pasuk that we require a knisa sheyesh ima avoda. It has to be, says the Taras Kohanim, a knisa with an avoda. But the ikar shem iser ein achinami. There's an iser on the knisa, the avoda is a special iser on the avoda, but it has to be knisa sheyesh ima avoda. So the shem iser is the knisa. He did the avoda together with the knisa, but the shem iser is the knisa. Even when he does the avoda. And the avoda is only a tnai for the bia. In other words, that it should, the when he does the avoda and he's chayev misa, so the avoda is a tnai in the bia, meaning the reason he's chayiv misa out to the bia, and there's a tenai that he has to do the avoda, and therefore, but the ikar yisod chi, but when it comes to bias, but when it comes to when it comes to, and therefore the Rambam holds that as far as chayiv misa is concerned, it has to be knisa sheyeshim avoda. Nevertheless, there's even an isur lav bebia reikonis. The Taras Kohanim says a lashon of Yain v'shecher al tashtesh nemar kan bevoachem and nemar alam bevoam olmoid ma bevoam olmoid osa sayitzia kibia v'sam zbech kol moid v'enu chayev ela b'shas avoid af bevoachem al olmoid amar kan. So you see this inyan of Yitzia and Bia. No, we're also talking about Avoda. We talk about the Yitzia and the Bia. In other words, there's a special inyan here of going in and going out. And this is also, and not just the Avoda, but it's the Avoda together with the Knisa. And then we make Yitzia like Knisa, we make the going out like the going in. And we can prove this lehedjim edivrei Rambam alocha tezvayim medina nichnas kochem and mizbech v'lefnei medina yoytzei misham echadu keitzah gon shas revisi ayin bein olam mizbech ukor abogadav sham v'yatza loike b'china vabar b'tziyas v'chayiv misa. So the din of somebody who goes in min mizbech v'lefnei and the din who comes out is one. For example, the Rambam says somebody drinks a revius of yain between the olam mizbech or he rips his clothing there, then he gets malchus. If he does the avoda b'yitziyah, so he's chayiv misa. He's already inside, and now he does the avoda, and then he goes out, so then he's chayiv misa. The Kesef Mishnah brings the Taurus Kohanim, that we learn from a pasuk that yitziyah is kabiyah, just like he's chayiv in avoda b'yitziyah, so too he's chayiv avoda b'yitziyah. So the chora tamu abishleim, and in chayiv malkis. Which is on the knisa, so it's a chiddush din that you're chayiv, even on the when you're shoyseyayin b'fnim and you're yotze, that the yitzia is kabiya. But that the Rambam writes this din, even in over avodas would be yitzia chayiv misa kasha chiyuv is on the avoda l'may nafgamina. He was ovid b'biya, he was ovid b'yitzia. So it's mavur lehedya, like we're saying that the chiyuv misa of shtuyayin is not on the avoda. The chiyuv misa is on the knisa sheyeshima avoda. That's the gather knisa sheyeshima avoda, and therefore it's a chiddush din shegami ma'ovad b'yitzia so chayiv misa k'moshen esrav b'taris kohanim, that the yitzia is kabiya. So that's the gather of the yisur when it comes to avoda of a shtuyei yayin, that it's a avoda with a knisa or a avoda with a yitzia, but the ikar is the knisa, the yitzia, the avoda is a tenai, and therefore it would appear pashit b'das harambam that you don't need for the chiyuv misa of shtuyei yayin avoda tama, and you don't need a pasuk to be mechadish this, since the yisoid chiyuvo is not machmas avoda. If it was machmas avoda, you would need avoda tama, but it's not machmas avoda, but rather it's machmas haknisa lemikdosh, and the avoda is merely a tnai. So avadi, you don't need avoda tama. And therefore it's not mentioned in the Mishnah in Zvachim, and therefore the Rambam doesn't bring this din of Avodah Tamah. He only brings it in the Chiyuv of a Tamei and a Baal Mum and of a Shelo Rochel Tziyadayim V'Raglayim, like we saw in the previous year. Because there Yisoid HaChiyuv is not to do Avodah. And there's only going to be a Chiyuv Misa on Avodah Tamah. That we quoted in the previous shir. It says in the Torah, in the first pasuk, "Bivachem al olmoid," and that is a chiyuv machmas haknisa lamikdash. And there we're not going to be mechalik between avodah tama and other avodas. And then in the tzveiter pasuk it says, "Ul havdil bein hakodesh ubein hachol." From this we learn chilul avodah. Oh, that shtuyei yayin who does avodah's pasuk, that's it. That's a din in the avodah. And therefore, that's going to be pshat in the Gemara that from one pasuk you would have hava mina lechalik that he's only mechalal the avoda be'avoidus shehazar chayev aleihem misa v'hu avoda tama. Because the Gemara is trying to determine what's the din of mechusar begadim. So the Gemara says that first, the Gemara says that mechusar begadim is mechalal Avoida, because it says v'haisalam lekuhuna kuhuna chukas oilam, if they're wearing their begadim it's considered that they're kohanim, if they're not wearing their begadim it's not considered that they're kohanim. And then the Gemara says, no, you learn it from elsewhere, you learn it from shtuyei yayin, that a shtuyei yayin, if he was oived, he's mechalal the avoda. And then you learn not only Shtuya Yayim, but you learn Gzeira Shavim Mechusar Begadim as well. And then the Gemara says, no, that's not enough. Because Imei Hasam, if you would just have one Pasuk, if you would just only learn from Shtuya Yayin, you know what you would have said? You would have said, Hava Mina Hani Mili Avoyde Dezar Chayv Alea Misa. You would have said that when is a Mechusar Begadim passeling his Avoda? A Mechusar Begadim is only passeling his Avoda in those Avodos that is Zor is Chayv Alea Misa, which is Avoda Tamo, not like Rashi learns that a Shtuye Yayin is only Chayev Misa also for Avoda Tamo. No. Shtuye Yayin is Chayev Misa for all Avodas. But if you just would have learned from Shtuye Yayin, you would have said, just if you just have would have one Pasuk, you would have only learned that a mechusar begadim passels the avoda in those avodos shazar chayv alei misa. In other words, avoda tamo. And even though a zar is only chayav misa and avoyde tamo, but that's talking about chiyuve misa. And here we're talking about passeling the avoda. But since we're talking about dine avoda, we can say it's only avoda tamo. Just like by a zar, there's a chiyuv misa for avoyde tamo. So too by a mechusar begadim, there's only going to be a psul avoida for avoida tama. And it's not derived, as Rashi says, from Shtuya Yayin, because Shtuya Yayin, his chiyuv misa is going to be for all the avodas. And his psul avoda is going to be for all the avodas. Because by a Shtuya Yayin, his iser isn't mitzad the avoda. It's mitzad the knisa. So since his iser is mitzad the knisa, it's a different gather than the iser of a mechusar begadim. The gather of the iser of the mechusar begadim is that he is mechal the avoda. It's a din in the avoda. And not in the Knisa. So since it's a din in the Knisa for Shtuya Yayin, so therefore he's Chayev Misa for all four Avodas. But he's not a din in the Avodas, doesn't have to be a Chashev Avoda. But if you would have just learned Mechusar Begadim from Shtuya Yayin, you would have said that since for him it's a Psul in the Avoda, so it's only going to be Avoda Shazar Chayev Alei Misa, it's only going to be an Avoda Tama, an Avoda Chashuva, that's Mashlim the Avodas. But avoda she'ein zor chayev alei misa, emalo, maybe he doesn't passel the avoda. So kamash malan the pasuk v'haislam kuno v'chuk asoylam, that he passels the avoda even if he's not chayev misa, even if a zar wouldn't, because he's considered a zar. Just like a zar is only it passels all the avodas, a zar doesn't only passel avodatama. A zar is only chayv misa for avodatama, but he passels all the avodas. So here too, you would have said originally, if you just had one limud from one pasuk from the Shtuya Yayin, you would have said that a mechusar begadim is only going to passel those avodas for which a zar is chayev misa, because it's din in the avoda, so it's only going to be a chashev avoda. So kamash malan, you have a second pasuk to tell you no, that he's mamish like a zar and he passels all the avodas. Whereas when it comes to Shtuya Yayin, Shtuya Yayin is a different gather. That a Shtuya Yayin, he's going to be chayev misa on all the avodas. Why? Because the gather of his iser, as we see, is meduik in the Rambam Gevaldik, and it could also, the Taurus Kohanim is also mashma that way, that his iser is in the Knesset, and the avodah is just a Tanai, and therefore it doesn't have to be an avodah tamo. So the emes is that this mahalach, this hagdara of the iser of Shtuya Yayin, we see in other migdolei Rosh HaYeshivas as well. We see this the two grids, Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik of Yerushalayim, the son of the Brisker Rav, says this vort, and so to the grid of Boston and of New York, also says this vort, and Rav Shneur Cutler says this vort. So, kol enecholim holchem liyam echad, Baruch Hashem. And then this ha'ara, also Rav Shneur Cutler said that if it's a din in knisa by shtuya yayin, so. Not only was he magdir that it's a din in knisa, but he says if it's a din in knisa, then you don't need avoda tama. Same ha'ara. We also saw divrei Ariel. We've given a number of other shiurim, and we see that this is the mahalach. So if you see so many great people saying the same thing, it's in all likelihood emes. So there's still more to say, Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Yisai. So please stay tuned. But it was gevaldik to be able to share this with you. I thank you so much for listening, and we should be zochah to continue. And lomod l'lami lishma v'lasa l'kaimus kol debei salmo teras v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.